Today's daf is Psachim daf Pehe, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Dalid Omid Beis Itmar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, and Moshe Abba ben Devorah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilur Nishmas Avram ben Yibod Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of discussing the halachos of Shviras Etzem. It says in the Torah, the Etzem loisish berubai, that it was usher to break the bones of the Karban Pesach. This is one of the ways that the Karban Pesach is unique, because as we're going to see in the course of the daf, this isser was exclusive to the Karban Pesach, but as it relates to any other Karban, there's no halacha anywhere that says that you're not allowed to break the bones of a Karban. But when it comes to the Karban Pesach, it says in the Torah, Ve'etzem le'sish berubai, stating that the Mishnah said, Hashoyver betame ein elokes arbam. If somebody would break the bones of a pasul Karban Pesach, he would not get malchus, which implies that it's not aser. And the question is why? The Gemara brought a Braisa, and the Braisa had 2 Mekoyrois. How we know that there's no issa to break the bones of a pasul Karban Pesach. The first Mekor is, it says, Ve'etzem le'sish berubai, and Chazal darshin, boy be'kosher v'loy be'pasul. Boy is coming to me memayit. What is it memayit? That there's no issa to break the bones of a pasul Karban Pesach. Rebbe said a different Mekor. He said that now we know that there's no issa to break the bone of a pasul Karban Pesach, because it says Bebayis Echod Ye Ochel, and then immediately afterwards the Etzem Leisish Berubai. So we learn from there, Kolaroi Lachila, any Karban Pesach that you could eat, that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach with, there you have the loisasei of Etzem Leisish Berubai. If however you have a pasul Karban Pesach, being that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Bebayis Echod Ye Ochel, so you're not going to have the loisasei of Etzem Leisish Berubai. In other words, 2 Mekairis that at first glance would seem to be very similar. Etzem Leisish Berubai, Bai means kosher v'leib apostle, but Bai is echad yeyochel, only then v'etzem loisish berubai. But if it's a Pesach that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Bai is echad yeyochel, then you won't have the iser. Stating that, the Gemara said that the 2 Mekoyrois are actually very dissimilar. In fact, there are 8 potential nafke minos between the 2 Mekoyrois. V'etzem loisish berubai, Bai b'kosher v'leib apostle, the dogush, the emphasis is on kosher versus pasul. Bebayis echod yeyochel ve'etzem leisish berubai kol aroy lachila yesh bo mishum shviras etzem. The dogush, the emphasis is on roy lachila. And the Gemara said it's possible to have a Karban Pesach that's kosher but isn't roy lachila. And as a result, there can be several nafke minos between the 2 mekoyros. The Gemara went through Nafkemina after Nafkemina and Nafkemina, and at the very end, the Gemara brought a Braisa that was Tanya Karba Minayu. This Braisa seemed to support 4 of the Nafkeminos that the Gemara had mentioned. Now, one of those Nafkeminos was, the Gemara said, what would be if somebody breaks the bone of a Karban Pesach that doesn't have a Kezias of Basar on that bone? If the reason that someone that breaks the bone of a non-kosher Karban Pesach is exempt is because the etzem leisish berubai by b'kosher v'lei b'pasul, even though it doesn't have a kezayis basar, it doesn't mean it's basal. It's still a kosher Karban Pesach. If, however, it has to be ra'i la'achila, it has to be a bone from a carbon that you could fulfill the mitzvah b'bayis echod yeyachel, then there's a svara to say that you would need the aver itself to have on it a kezayis basar. That was one of the 8 nafkaminois. It was one of the 4 that was supported in a braisa. And it's from there that the Gemara picks up. Says the Gemara, Itmar. We learned Eiver she'ein olav kezayis basa b'makam zeh, v'yesh olav kezayis basa b'makam acher. What would be, according to Rebbe, whose shita is that in order to violate the iser ve'etzem leisish berubai, it would have to be the etzem of a Karban Pesach that has on it a kezayis basar. Because if there's no kezayis basar, it's not roi l'achila, you can't fulfill bebayis echod yeyachel, and as a result, there's not going to be an iser. What would be, however, if the aver itself has on it a kezayis, however, in the place where you broke the bone, there wasn't a kezayis? Meaning, it's enol of kezayis basar b'makam zeh. What does makam zeh mean? In the place of the fracture, however, v'yesh olav kezayis basar b'makam acher. But this aver, in another part of the aver, does have a kezayis. What would be that lachar? Rabbi Yechon said, yesh poi mishum shviras etzem. You would violate the issa shviras etzem. Why? Because at the end of the day, there's a kezayis on the aver. In that particular place where you broke it, there's no kezayis. That's neither here nor there. Shimon ben Lakish, Amr Shlakish said, "Ema mishum shviras asim." No, there wouldn't be an issa shviras asim. Eitz v'Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Shlakish. Sorry, Rabbi Yochanan asked Shlakish a question. It says in the Torah, "Ve'etzem leisish berubai." Say Chazal, "Echad etzem sheyesh olav kizayis basav, ve'echad etzem she'ain olav kizayis basav." From there, we learned that the iser of shviras etzem is true for a etzem that has a kizayis and an etzem that doesn't have a kizayis. Says, "My ain olav kizayis basav." What does the brayso mean when it says that you can violate the iser of breaking the bone of a carbon pesach even if there's no kizayis basav? Ilema the ain olav kizayis basav. If it means that there's literally no kizayis, why is there an issur shviras etzem? Now this question presupposes that the Tana of this braisa is Rebbe, who holds that the only time you violate the issur shviras etzem is if it's roi lachila. Roi lachila would mean there has to be a kizayis at least somewhere on the aver, and if that's the case, why would you be chayv? Elolav, so Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hachi kamar." Must be that the braisa means as follows: not echad if there's a kizayis or even if there's no kizayis, but rather echad esem sheyeshol of kizayis basa b'makom zeh, the echad sheinol of kizayis basa b'makom zeh, but v'yeshol of kizayis basa b'makom echad. But the braisa must be saying that it doesn't matter if the kizayis is in the place where you broke the bone or if the kizayis is somewhere else on the limb. But at the end of the day, you see, as long as there's a kizayis, that's going to be okay. Whose shita was that? That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Rabbi Yochanan said it doesn't matter where the kizayis is. As long as there's a kizayis, even according to Rebbe, who has such a high standard when it comes to what type of etzem you can violate the issur of etzem leisishbaru boy, but as long as there's a kizayis somewhere, that's going to be okay. According to Rish Lakish, who said that you need the kizayis in the point of the break, from this price, you see, not that way. So the Gemara says, "Amaloi." So Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, "No, hachi kamar." The price means something else. But the price means echad etzem sheyesh olav kizayis basav mibachutz. It doesn't matter if the kizayis basav mibachutz, meaning on the outside part of the bone. Echad etzem sheein olav kizayis basav mibachutz. It doesn't matter if it's not on the outside, but rather v'yesh olav kizayis basav mibefnim. It's inside the bone. What does it mean that it's inside the bone? The marrow, it's physically inside the bone, but b'makom shvira, as long as it's b'makom shvira, you're going to be over the iser. If it's not b'makom shvira, then you're not going to be over the iser. In other words, the Braisa never said mefurish, that even if the kezayis basar is not in the makom of the shvira, still that's enough for you to violate the etzem leisish b'rabai. All it said was echad etzem sheyesh olav kezayis basar, ve'echad etzem she'ein olav kezayis basar. Now clearly the Braisa doesn't mean literally, because if there's no kezayis basar, according to Rebbe, who for some reason that Amiram knew this Braisa goes, works with Rebbe, you wouldn't be over. Elamai, it's coming to say some chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Oh, you know what the chiddush is? My halacha. It doesn't matter if the kizayis is in the makom of the shvira or if it's somewhere else." Rish Lakish said, "It's very nice, Rabbi Yochanan, that you choose to learn that way. But I don't have to learn that way. I can learn differently. What then is the chiddush of the braisa? Chiddush of the braisa, it doesn't matter if the meat is on the bone or if the meat is in the bone. Either way, you can have the same exact halacha." And the Gemara says, "Vatanya." And in fact, this chiddush, the way Rish Lakish is understanding the braisa, that there's an issur ve'etzem leisish berubai, even if the meat is in the bone, is actually a braisa. It says in the Torah, "Ve'etzem leisish berubai." Says the braisa, "Echad etzem sheish by mayach, ve'echad etzem she'ein by mayach." It doesn't matter if the etzem has mayach inside of it, and it doesn't matter if the etzem doesn't have mayach in it. Either way, the halacha is ve'etzem leisish berubai, you're not allowed to break the bone. Says the braisa, if that's true, if you're not allowed to break a bone of a carbon pesach that has meat inside, umani mekayim v'achlos abas balay lazeh, how are you going to fulfill the mitzvah of eating the carbon pesach? You have a mitzvah to eat the carbon pesach. Some of the meat is inside the bone. So if some of the meat is inside the bone, how are you going to get that meat without breaking the bone? You're going to have no choice. So how are you going to be mekayim the mitzvah? Must be basa shal gabi ya'etzen. No, you'll fulfill the mitzvah with the basa that's on top of the bone. Oh yeah, no, maybe not. El b'basa shabatoycha etzen. Maybe really you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah even with the basa that's inside that. Umani mekayim v'etzem leisish berubai. What then does the Torah mean when it says v'etzem leisish berubai be'etzem she'im by mayach? It's referring to an etzem that has no mayach. V'etzem she'yesh by mayach shayve v'eichol. Meaning the price is not sure. The Braisa, reading it in real time, it says in the Torah, "Ve'etzem leisish berubai," but it also says, "Ve'achlos abasa balay lazeh." So what are you supposed to do? You're stuck between a rock and a hard place, right? What do you do? On the one hand, I have a mitzvah, I have to eat all the meat of the carbon pesach. But then again, I have a loisa, say, I'm not allowed to break the bone, and some of the meat is inside the bone. Says the Gemara that maybe ve'achlos abasa balay lazeh means even the basar that's in that atzamos, or maybe not. Now, if you're going to tell me it means the basar that's in the atzamos, l'chura, how can you violate the lav of the etzem loisish berubai to be mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "V'al tatama, don't be amazed by that." Because a classic asay doicha lois asay. Maybe the asay of achilas carbon pesach will be doicha the lois asay of breaking the bones. Because it says the price when it says in the Torah etzem loisish berubai the pesach sheni, the Torah has it over the pasuk etzem loisish berubai a second time. It says it by pesach rishon and it says it again by pesach sheni. Shein tamad loimer. Torah didn't have to say it again by pesach sheni. Sharei kfar nemer. Kechol klukas a pesach yasu loisay. There's a general pasuk that says that all the laws of Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni. So why the Torah have to repeat it? Have the Omer Echad Etzem Sheish by Mayach, the Echad Etzem Sheish by Mayach. It's coming to teach me that it doesn't matter if the Etzem has Mayach, meaning where you would have thought that maybe you're supposed to break the bone to take out the meat. It doesn't matter if the Etzem doesn't have Mayach. Either way, there's an Isser of the Etzem Lois Sish Berubai. But what you see from this price, and this is the reason the Gemara is bringing this price, even though this price has a life of its own, as we'll see in the Ray. But the reason the Gemara is bringing, not to lose track of the paper trail and of the cheshbon of the Gemara, is that you see from here that the meat that's inside the bone matters as it relates to defining whether this is an etzem with basar or whether this is not an etzem with basar. And you see that there's an isser of the etzem loisish berubai even if the bone has mayach inside of it. So Rish Lakish says that's all the Braisa meant. But the Braisa was trying to say, Echad etzem, she'echo of kezayis, Echad etzem, she'eno of kezayis, avada means there's a kezayis. What it's coming to say is that it doesn't matter if the kezayis was on the bone or if it was in the bone, either way, you can have the same halachas. Again, we have a machloikas between Rabbi Yoichanan and Rish Lakish. According to Shita's Rebbe, Rebbe's Shita is that the only time you're over the Isra of etzem leisish berubai is if this is a bone that has on it a kezayis of basar. If there's no kezayis of basar, you can't be over the iser. Why not? Because you're only over the iser if with this bone or with this aver, you could have been mekayim the mitzvah. If there's a kezayis, you could have been mekayim the mitzvah. If there's no kezayis, you couldn't have been mekayim the mitzvah. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, do you need a kezayis in the place of the shvira, or is it enough that you have a kezayis spread out throughout the aver? Says the Gemara Meisvei. Ask another kasha. Ivish yotze miktasai. And this Meisvei is from a Mishnah. It's the Mishnah that we're going to learn on Amud Beis. So we'll see it a little bit better on Amud Beis. But for now, we'll just bring it for the question. What would be if one of the avarim of a carbon pesach stuck its went outside of Yerushalayim? So a Karban Pesach is Kachim Kalim. Because it's Kachim Kalim, if it goes out of Yerushalayim, it's Nifsol B'yotze, meaning it becomes possible. If the entire Karban Pesach would go outside of Yerushalayim, the entire Karban Pesach would be possible. What happens if one of the Evarim of the Karban Pesach goes outside Yerushalayim? So that Evar becomes possible. It becomes possible B'yotze. However, it's not so simple. What are you supposed to do? So now you have one Evar of the Karban that went out. That Evar is now Nifsol B'yotze. But the rest of the carbon pesach didn't go out, and even the aver itself, part of it went out and part of it didn't go out. So how are you supposed to treat this carbon? Now, you can't just discard the whole carbon. You can't treat it all as possible because it's not possible. A kosher carbon pesach needs to be treated like a kosher carbon pesach. You can't eat the whole carbon because you have a part of it that's possible. That part needs to be burnt. So you have a problem, right? Because kachim that's kosher and kachim that's possible are treated very differently. So here you have a carbon where part of it is possible and part of it is kosher. So you'll say, what's the big deal? Just amputate that aver and it's going to be okay. You know what the problem is? If the aver was yotza miktsasoi, but miktsasoi remained inside, you can't cut that half of the aver because you're going to inevitably be breaking the bone of the aver. And there's an Isser in the Torah of the Etzem Leisish Berubai. You see, if this wasn't a carbon Pesach, if this was a Shlamim, it was some other carbon, then it wouldn't be a big deal. You take a Koifetz, you take a cleaver, you give a Zetz, and you're done with it. It's not going to be a problem. The issue is that we're dealing with a carbon Pesach, and a carbon Pesach has its own issue. The issue is the Etzem Leisish Berubai. So now I'm really stuck. What am I supposed to do? I can't treat it all as kosher. I can't treat it all as possible. And at the same time, I have this problem. So the Mishnah addresses this issue. And the Mishnah says, this is what you're supposed to do. The first thing you do is you cut a hole. You drill down through the meat up until the bone. You don't cut the bone because that's the etzem leisish berubai, but up until the bone. The koilef, achimagi leperik. And then you start peeling off the meat. The chaytech, and then you remove it. In other words, what you're supposed to do is you're going to have to, this is the end game, you're going to have to remove the entire etzem. So the way you remove the entire etzem is by taking off the meat first. The kashera meat, meaning the meat that wasn't yotze, is going to remain attached to the animal. So you're going to peel it off the bone, but you're going to keep it attached to the animal. The meat that's nifsal b'yotze, that you'll end up burning, you'll treat it like regular kashrim that's tameh. And then you're just going to remove the whole bone. And like this, you'll be fine. But you can't cut the bone. That's the point. The point is you have to remove the entire bone. That's really what you need to do. So what's the cash for eating gemara? V'i amrit evish ein olav gizayis basav makom zeh. But v'yesh b'makom acha in b'mishum shviras etzem. If now locha is, like Rish Lakish said, that the only time you're over the iser of etzem leis hishburu boy is if, number one, there's a gizayis basar, but more importantly, there's a gizayis basar at the point of the shvira. But if you don't have a gizayis basar in the place that you're doing the shvira, then there's no iser of etzem leis hishburu boy. So the gemara says, why do we have to get involved in this complicated procedure? Lamali the koylef achamagil pereg the chaytech. Why do we have to do all this? Niklef lebei porta. Remove a little bit of meat, right? Clear up one little area, the nitpere, and then hack it. Just chop it off. As long as there's no kazayas at that point, you're going to be okay. So it sounds like that's not fine. Meaning, it sounds like, because as long as there's going to be a kazayas basar anywhere on the bone, anywhere on the aver, that in of itself is going to be a problem, even if it's not in the makom of the shviru. So this would seem to be a major raya to Rabbi Yochanan. It's a meisvei on Rish Lakish. So the Gemara said two possible terutzim. Why could be you have no raya from this Mishnah? Maybe Chazal were afraid that if you're going to start cutting a hole inside the etzem, even though you're going to make sure to do this procedure in a part of the bone that doesn't have any basa, but inevitably it may end up cracking another part as well, and that's why there's a problem. Ravina said the coolest. We're talking about the coolest. The coolest is the thigh bone, and what's unique about the thigh bone, it's a big bone, but what's unique is that there's a lot of marrow inside, and because there's a lot of marrow, so enechinami, you can clear the exterior part of the bone, but we're still concerned that there may be some flesh inside the bone, and if there's flesh inside the bone, we really didn't accomplish anything, and as a result, there's going to be a problem. Zokti gemara vayte, it's not awesome. We learned in a Mishnah there. Where's there? So this is the Kamon, Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, at the very, very, very end of the Masechta. Hapigol v'hanoyser metamen esayodayim. We know what pigle is, and we know what noiser is. These are two of the most common and often discussed psulim in kachin. But in addition to the psul of pigle and the psul of noiser, pigle and noiser are also sources of tumah. Meaning, if somebody touches pigle and somebody touches noiser, he becomes tameh. Hapigle v'hanoiser mitamen esayodai. Now, this is obviously not midai raisa. We know what the Aves HaTumma are Midei Reis, a Meis, a Sheretz, an Avela, a Mitzoyra, a Nida, a Zava, a Zava. This is not an Ava Tumma on a biblical level. This is all Midei Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said that if you have a shtick flesh that's pigle, it's Metames HaYodayim. If you have a shtick flesh that's Noiser, it's going to make your hands tummy. The question is why? So the Gemara says, Ravun Rav Chiz. It was a Machloik Ravun Rav Chiz. Chadam one said, Mipnei Chashdei Kohuna. It's because we're Choshe de Kohan. Chadam, the other one said, Mipnei Atzlei Kohuna. It's because the Kohanim are lazy. The Gemara says, Man Masni HaPigol, Umar Masni HaNoiser. One of Damei Rav, Ravun Rav Chiz, we don't know which one, but one of them was explaining Pigol, and the other one was explaining Noiser. Man Masni HaPigol, one of them was explaining Pigol. He said, Mishum Chashdei Kohuna. It's because of the Chashdei Kohuna. Meaning, Chazal were worried that a Kohen who's doing the Avodah on behalf of one of his constituents, someone that handed over a carbon, and he said, Kohen, will you please do Shluchat Rachmana, the Avodah for me, he may have some vendetta against this person that he's doing the Avodah for, and really, if he wants to get back at him for whatever reason, this is an easy opportunity. All he has to do is have a machsheves pigle, and then he's done with it. And now the carbon's going to be puzzled. And this person who was mafresh is chatashmeina, he collected money, he waited until it came time to be oil regal, like this will be able to bring his carbonus, he's going to have to start all over again. So Chazal v'choshed the kohanim that they may do something like this. So Chazal said, you know how we're going to prevent it from happening? Joke's on you, Kohen. You do that, now you're tummy. Oh, you're tummy. No one's going to get involved in tumah. Now, Tosfos asks the obvious question. I don't understand. We're clearly not dealing with, a very good guy. This is someone who's not worried about gzela. He's not worried about the fact that this person, he just messed him up. But if tumah is something he's going to be worried with, says Tosfos, yes. And there's a lot of precedent for this because we find in different places in Shas that there were even people, they didn't care about shvichas domim. Tosfos says they were rishoyim, but chamirulu tumah. Tumah is something that everybody took seriously. For whatever reason, this is just the way it was. Everybody took tumah seriously. So by saying that, by you going and having a machsheves pigle to mess this person up, despite the fact that you're over the lav of lo yichoshev and lo yisigzel, of course, and all these other things, but at the same, oh, you tummy? We knew that's a good preventative measure. So the one that said chashdei kohuna, he was explaining why Chazal said that pigle should be done. Man, the masni, noiser. And the one that was explaining, noiser mishum atzlei kohuna. He explained that it's atzlei kohuna, meaning they were worried the kohanim might be lazy. They're going to be lazy not to eat the basa that they have to eat, not to be makta, the murim that they need to burn. And as a result, they said for the atzlei kahuna, what's a good preventative way to make sure that they do what they have to do? Oh, the noisest tummy. Nobody wants to have anything to do with noiser. Now all of a sudden, the noiser is like one of the shmoyne shrutzim. They're just going to get rid of it. It's not something anybody wants to go. So it sounds like it was a machloikis. Is it mishum chashdei kahuna? Or is it mishum atzlei kahuna? The Gemara says, no, they're both true. One was explaining pigel. Pigel is chashdei kahuna. The other one was explaining noiser. Noiser has nothing to do with being choshed somebody. But noiser is mishum atzlei kahuna. The Gemara says, mar masli kizai, mar masli kibay. There was another machloikis in Rav Huna Rav Chisda. What's the shear? Meaning, how much pigel and how much noiser is metamas yadai? One held with the shear as a kizayis, the other held the shear as a kibay. Man, the masli kizai, the one that's a kizayis kizurai. Because the iser noiser and the iser pigel is bekizayis. And being that the Isser Noiser and Isser Pigel is Kizayis, it makes sense that the Shir Tumma should also be Kizayis. Man Amasti Gebei, the one that said Gebei, Kutumasai. Because Tumas Oichlin, throughout the Torah, the Shir of it is always a Beya. Meaning, Isuri Achila is almost always Kizayis, Eretz Asher Roiv Shireo Kizayis. But when it comes to Tumma, that's unique, and there the sheer Tumas Oichlin is always a bay. So being that at the end of the day, what we're dealing with is Tumma, so we look at it as bay, right? There's two ways to look at it. You can say, oh, Noiser and Pigel are at its core Isurim, the Isser is Bekazayas, so the sheer Tumma should also be Bekazayas. We can say, no, at the end of the day, this is a halacha in Hilchas Tumma. Oh, Tumma Oichlin, there the sheer is always going to be Kubikabay. But the Chazal had the following question. So the Mishnah mentioned Pigel, the Mishnah mentioned Noiser. Then, in addition to all the Isurim that are involved, there's also going to be a Tumma. What about Yoitze? Yoitze is another classic example of a psul in kachin. Again, what's yoitze? Just to review, kachin kadoshim is not allowed to go outside of the Azorah. Kachin kalim is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. We're going to see soon that the Karmen Pesach actually has its own halachas of yoitze. It's coming up momentarily. But for now, the classic conventional definition of yoitze is that kachin has a boundary that it's not allowed to leave. And if it leaves that boundary, it becomes possible. What about toma? So if bus or kachin is yoitze, does it become tamei or not? What's the question? Me, I'm reading noise the Gazra. By Noiser, Chazal will go as a Tumma because they're worried about lazy Kohanim. But you're worried over here about Yoitze. Yoitze it wouldn't be lazy. Yoitze would require a little bit of malice. You would need a Kohen to physically take the meat and bring it out. Fine. Maybe that much when Achayeshid. I don't know. Maybe not. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya. What's the Raya from the Mishnah that we just mentioned a second ago? Right? What happens if half the Aver goes outside? So you can't just cut the half that went outside because you're going to be breaking the bone of the carbon Pesach and not let it break the bone of a carbon Pesach. Other kachim, just hack it. It's not a big deal. But in a carbon Pesach, it's an issue. So what do? You have to make this whole procedure. Now, part of the procedure is we're going to save the kosher basar and we're going to dispose the pasul basar. You're going to cut literally at the point. This is being done with precision because you can't get it wrong. So you're going to cut it at the right point. Exactly. You have to determine where the Aver went out, meaning what part of it was outside of Yerushalayim, what part of it was inside Yerushalayim, and then you're going to remove the bus. You know what the kasha di amregazu be rabban and tumah. Now, if you're going to tell me that yoitze, in addition to the psul yoitze, there's also called tumas yoitze ki chatach le mayhava. How does cutting it help? Come atamale. At the end of the day, you're being metama. What happened to tumah? The basa that was yoitze is tame. It's touching the basa that wasn't yoitze. So you're saving all this basa? No, you're not. At the end of the day, there's going to be tumah. There's a point of contact where the meat was attached to itself. Over there was contact. So if yoitze is also tame, don't you have a tumah problem? So the Gemara says, tumah starim. It's true, this tumah, but this is tumah starim. The tumah starim loy metame. This is a big sugya in different places in Shas, primarily Masechtis Nida. But the idea of tumah starim is that if something is touching tumah, but it's touching it in a disclosed place, beseser. You can't see it. It's not in an open area. So there the halacha is, it's not considered maga, it's not considered contact, and tumah can't transmit that way. So the way tumah transmits is if something would land on the surface, or something would touch the surface of something that's tumah. But if the contact that's happening is behind the scenes, it's b'makom haseser, it's in an area that cannot be seen, over there there's no tumah. So the Gemara says, and this is something the Gemara says in other places as well, that if you have two things that are naturally attached to each other, and half of it is tumah, and the other half is not tumah, the halach is it's not considered a maga because we view it as tumah starim. We look at it as if the contact is happening
Beseser, and as a result, there's no Tumma. The Gemara says, "But Tumma Storm Leib Tamio Ravina." But the Gemara is not so posh. What about Ravina? The Amach Chibur Eichel Lav Chibur Hu Who Commanded Mefrisi Dami Mayikilomemer. There's a Shitas Ravina that says that even though there's a halach of Tumma Storm, that two things that are attached to each other, that where one is Tummy, the other one is Tummy, it's not considered Tumas Mago. But by food, it's different. Food is always considered detached. Chiburei Eichlin Lav Chibur Hu. It's as if they're detached. The reason is because food is always going to be detached. So it means that it's naturally going to be detached. So it's for that reason, we never look at it really as attached. If it's not looked at as attached, then the maga is a real maga. If the maga is a real maga, it's not tumas torim. So in our case, we're dealing with food. You're dealing with an animal. That's oimid l'shchita. So l'chura, if chibur yoichon is lav, chibur, so it's not a tumas storm. So what happened to the tumo? Hakonogi ba'adot become a tamo. So Gemara says, you're right. It's very good. According to Ravina, it's a very good point. Elos, you have to answer the question differently. Again, what's the kasha? The Gemara said, Iboiluhu. Is there tumo by yoitze or is there no tumo by yoitze? Pigol and noitzer, Chazal, were mechadish, they added insult to injury. They said, in addition to all the isurim, you also have tumo. What about Yoitze? So the Gemara says, I think I have a raya from the Mishnah. What's the raya from the Mishnah? Evesh yotze miktasai. So the miktasai that was yotze, that's a problem. But the miktasai that wasn't yotze, that you can save. What do you mean? Why don't we say that the miktasai that was yotze is tame, and now it's being metama? So first the Gemara said, Tumas Torim. But now the Gemara is saying, if according to Ravina, that it's not Tumas Torim when you're dealing with Eichel, then Ma'yikim Lamemer. So is this a raya that there's no Tumas? The Gemara says there's no raya. You know why? Because we just mentioned a moment ago that even though by Pigel and Noiser, there's the Mishnah said it was Tumma, but there's a shear of how much of it you need in order for it to be Tumma. What was the shear? Machloik is Ravuna Rav Chizda. We don't know who said what, but one said Kizayas, one said Kibay. Right? One said Kizayas because the shear of Isser is always Kizayas. The other one said Kibay because the shear Tumma Soichlin is always Kibay. But the point is, it's a shear. So you'll say this Mishnah is talking about where it was less than the shear. The man, the master Kizayas, the less big Kizayas. The one that said that the shear always has to be Kizayas will say the Mishnah is talking about it wasn't a Kizayas. The man, the master Kibay. The one that said the shear always has to be Kibay, the less big Kibay will say that the Mishnah is talking about where there was no Be'er. Toshma. Hamoitzi Basner Pesach Mechabura Lechabura. So again, we're trying to prove, we're in the midst of a digression, whether or not this Tumma, when it comes to Basar, that was Yoitze. We know of the Psul Yoitze. The question is there also a Tumas Yoitze? So if somebody is Moitzi Basar Mechabura Lechabura, Afa Bishu Beloisase, even though he violated a Loisase, Tahar. The Lachni is, there's not going to be Tumma, everything is going to be Tahar. So up until this point, we've been discussing the psul yoytze, that's discussed throughout Seder Kachin. You can't learn a three blot in Kachin without encountering psul yoytze. It's basic Sheba basics in Kachin. And what is yoytze? Yoytze means Kachin has to stay within a gvul, within a gvul of Kedusha. And the gvul really varies dependent on the level of kedusha. So kachin kedushin is very, very kaddish. It had to stay in dazar. Couldn't leave dazar. Left dazar, possible, it's gone. Kachin kalim is less kaddish. As a result, its yoytze was when it leaves Yerushalayim. When it comes to the carbon pesach, there's a special loisase. It says in the Torah, it's in Parshas Bo. It's smack in the middle of the parsha of carbon pesach. Shmois yud beis pasuk mem vav. Bebayis echod yeyachem. The carbon pesach had to be eaten in one house. You're not allowed to take the meat of the carbon pesach outside of the house. And then it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to break any of the bones of the carbon pesach. So there's a mefurish passing in the Torah that says that not only is it also to take the carbon pesach outside Yerushalayim, but it's also to take the carbon pesach outside of the bayis in which it's being eaten. The bayis echod yeyachel, loisoytzi min habayis min habasor chutzah. So this braisa is addressing this halacha, the halacha that says that loisoytzi min habayis, that it's also to even take the carbon pesach out of the bayis. Now one other thing, we're going to see on Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to dash in this from a pasuk, that not only is it awesome to take the carbon pesach out of the house that it's being eaten, you can't even take it out of the chabura. So even if you keep it within the house, but the chabura is eating on the second floor, it has to stay with the chabura. There's a loisase in the Torah. There's a psul yoytze
if you would take it out. More about this in tomorrow's daf. But says the Gemara. So with that introduction, if somebody would take the bus of the carbon passing from one chabur to another chabur, even though he was over a loisa, say tar. But there's no tumah. So the Gemara says like this. My love, what does it sound like? Tar. Va'aser. Ti yoytze mechabur lechabur ki yoytze chotze mechitzaser dami. Umifsal. Meaning it sounds like if somebody would take the bus of the carbon passing from one chabur to another chabur, he's violated the loisa, say, which means the bus now becomes possible yoytze, as if he would have taken it outside Yerushalayim, as if he would have taken Kachik Kedashim outside of the Azara, right? It sounds like this Psul Yotze is a regular Psul Yotze, meaning the Psul Yotze of Pesach is just different than the Psul Yotze of other Karbonas. But at the end of the day, if you take the Karbon Pesach out of the Chabur, you take it out of the Bayis, it's the equivalent to taking Kachim Kalam out of Yerushalayim and Kachik Kedashim out of the Azara. Tafilu Hachik Tani Tar, and it says Tar, Almas, what do you see from me? Like, Azra Rabban and Tumah. So you see the Rabbanu Warren guys in Tumah, right? It's clear. If this is Psul Yotze and it says Tar, it's checkmate. So you see there's no Psul Yotze when it comes to the Gemara says life. Tahar u'mutter. Something else. Really, it's tahar, true, and it's mutter, meaning it's not possible. Why? The yoytze mechabur lechabur lav ki yoytze chutzlum chitzas nidami v'loy mifso. Because the time of this price holds that if you take bus of a carbon pesach mechabur lechabur, it actually doesn't become possible. And because it doesn't become possible, that's why it's tar. But it could be, had it become possible, it would be like noiser and pigle that once it's possible, really would be tame as well. Frank the Gemara, how could you say that? Vakatani say for oichla reza v'loysa say. It says clearly that if you eat it, you're going to be over a loysa say. So if you're over a loysa say, that means there's an iser Yoytze, which means there should be a psul yoytze, which then means there should be a tumas yoytze. And if it says tar, that's a clear raya that there is no tumas yoytze. The Gemara says like this. This is the teretz, meaning bishlaim is really a teretz. So bishlaim, the man dama kebeya, this big as ice, flas big kebeya. Meaning, you're right, 100%. It doesn't flow so well. But what the Gemara is saying is that according to the man dama that says that the only time you have tumas if there's a beya, then you can say, very nice, we're talking about whether it was a kezayis, and that's why there's an iser, and that's why there's a psul, but that's also why it's tahar. Because even pigul and noiser has a shear, and the shear is kebeya. We're talking about, we didn't have the kebeya. Elamand, I'm a kezayis, but according to Mandam, it says kezayis, my yikilameimar. What are you going to say? So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to say a very big chiddush. This may come as news. It's pasha when it comes to psul yoitze by the carbon pesach, there's no tumah. Like Gazraban and Tumah, my time, a Bnei Chabura is risen here. Umiz is risen here. Because the Bnei Chabura is risen and it's never going to come to Yoytze. I mean, the whole reason why there would be a Tumas Yoytze is because we're trying to prevent Psul Yoytze. We're trying to prevent the Lois Asay of Yoytze. Bnei Chabura is risen here. It's never going to happen. Zak Rashi, what does it mean? A Yisai that we spoke about a lot in the beginning of Masechtas Erevin. Sheyesh Rabin, Umizarzin Zezem Elohoytze. They're going to remind each other. We have related raid bites on this. You have nothing to worry about because whenever there's a rabbin, they're always going to remind each other. And because they're going to remind each other, so you never have to be concerned anything's going to happen. By regular kachim, that's the shayl. My, what's the locha? Teiku. Tishbi, Yataritz, Kushis, Barbayas. You have to wait until Tishbi comes. He'll be Mavasim, Surus, Taivis, and he'll also answer all these kashas. That's basically what the Gemara says. In other words, when it comes to Yoytzei of the Karban Pesach, what are you worried about? Gnei Chabur is reasoning. You know what you're worried? You're worried by the Kayanim. Tosfos over asks the obvious question. Throughout Shas, we know Kayanim has reason hey. It's a chiddush that Bnei Chabura also has reason hey. But who are the biggest reason in the world? The Kayanim. So all of a sudden you have a sugya, Bnei Chabura has reason hey. Oh, Kayanim. So this is the bottom Tosfos on the Yomid, Ayin Shalom. Says the Gemara, Maitzi Basar Pesach, Michambur Lechabura Minayin. How do you know that if someone's Maitzi Basar of the carbon Pesach, from one Chabura to another Chabura, that Taloch is it's going to be a problem? Meaning usually Psul Yoytze is Kachik Kedashim can't leave the Azara, Kachim Kalim can't leave Yerushalayim. You have a pasuk that says Bebayis Echad Yoyochel Loisoytzi Min Abayis Min Abasa Chutz. Okay, he's a special Psul Yoytze when it comes to the Karban Pesach. You can't even take it out of the house. But what do you see me Chabura the Chabura? Right, the Brisa we just mentioned is talking about an Isser from a Chabura. You're in the house. It's just from one Chabura to another. So Gemara says the Tanya, it's a Brisa Loisoytzi Min Abayis Min Abasa Chutz. Ili El Mi Bayis Labayis. I would know from this pasuk you can't take it out of the house. Chabur l'chabur. Now, how do you know within the house from one chabur to another chabur is also a problem? Talmud loymer chutza chutz la'achilat. So the word chutz is extra. Loisoytzi min habayis is really what it could have said. Why did it say chutza? Chutza teaches me you can't go outside. Even out of your chabur is going to be a problem. Amar Rav Ami hamaytzi baser pasach mi chabur l'chabur. Somebody removes baser the carbon pasach from a chabur to chabur. Eini chayiv ad sheyoniach. You're not chayiv unless you do a hanacha. So you're going to pick it up from your chabur. You have to put it down in another chabur, or you have to put it down outside of your chabur. But otherwise, you're not going to be chayv. Why not? Because it says in the Torah, the lashon is
Babayas echod yeyochel loy soitzi min abayas min abasar loy soitzi hoitza. That's Shabbos. Ma Shabbos ad ovad akira v'hanocha. Just like Shabbos. What's the definition of hoitza? You have to do an akira here, and you have to do a anocha somewhere else. Otherwise, it's not considered hoitza. This is the first Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. This is Shabbos 101. You have to do an Akira one, Rosh Hashanah, and the others. Afochinami. So too, when it comes to this, Loisa say, the Torah used the word Haitzah. You know what Haitzah means in the Torah? At the Ovid Akirava. The biblical definition of Haitzah is always Akirava Anoch. So Rabbi Mamu asked the Kash, the context over here is the Parim Anasrafim, the different Parim that were burnt, meaning they weren't offered the emurim on the mizbeach, but they had to be burnt outside of the azara. They had to be taken out of the machnes, and that's where they were taken care of. So there were kohanim that used to carry it. They were carrying a moitois, right? They were both holding long poles, and one had it on one shoulder, the other on the other shoulder. So we're showing them this. The ones that are in the front, when they left, if they left the chemez azara, but the ones in the back didn't leave yet. Harishonim etamim begodim. The ones that are in the front, they become tamim. The begodim become tamim. V'achrenim em etamim begodim. But the ones in the back don't become. Now, what's this all based on? Because the Torah says that the kohanim that took the parim anasrafim outside of the machane, their begodim became tamim. So you have these people that together are carried. Parim anasrafim are very heavy. So they have these poles. I have it on my shoulder. You have it on your shoulder. And together we're taking it outside of the machna. So somebody's in front and somebody's in back. The one that's in front, when he leaves, becomes tummy. The one in the back doesn't become tummy yet. So what's the kasha? You didn't do anocha. Long Rashi says, Rashi, what does it mean you didn't do anocha? It says in the Torah that it says in the Torah, that the tumah comes when there's haitzah. So if haitzah, not only in Shabbos, but haitzah in Hilchas Korban Pesach, and really, for that matter, haitzah everywhere means akira and hanocha. So if haitzah always means akira and hanocha, there was no hanocha. These chevah are still carrying it. So it should say that when you put it down, right, it sounds like they're all walking. And as they're walking, they walk outside. The ones in the front are going to be talking. Why they tell me there was never an achel? So the Gemara says, you have to say this price is talking about where they were schlepping it. They actually weren't walking with it and carrying it, but they were dragging it on the ground. So it's already in a state of anachel. But enochinami, had they lifted it up, it was an akira, it would have to be anachel. Unless it was anachel, it wouldn't be aitzel. So this is certainly one takeaway from this last Gemara. Again, we do what we do. But this last Gemara is really worth, you know, taking in a little bit, because the Gemara is saying that wherever it says Hoitza in the Torah, it always means Akira Nanacha. When we think of Akira Nanacha, we usually think in terms of Hilcha Shabbos. Hilcha Shabbos, the definition of Hoitza is he did an Akira and Rishos Ayach, he did an Akira and Rishos Aram. He did an Akira and Rishos Aram, he did an Akira. Hoitza Dal Aramis Rishos Aram. He did an Akira here, it went Dal Aramis, and then you did a Hanacha. What the Gemara is saying is that wherever it says the Lashon of Hoitza, it's Dum Yud Shabbos. And just like by Shabbos, Hoitza is Akira and Anacha, every area in the Torah, whether it's Bebai, the Isser Hoitza that's exclusive to Korban Pesach, or whether it's the Pasuk that says Yoitzi al Mechutz Lamachane v'Sarfu v'Yoitzi Asapar regarding the Parim Anasrafim, wherever it says Hoitza, it always means Akira and Ha'anach. Talk to Mishnah Vayta. Now, this next Mishnah, we already discussed in great detail in Amud Aleph, so we'll be able to go through it quickly. Evish Niyatza Miktasai, an Aver of an animal that Miktas of it left Yerushalayim. So the halacha is choytech atshemagia la'etzem. You have to cut it until you get to the bone. The koilef, you peel off the meat. You make sure atshemagia la'perek until the joint. But the point is, you make sure the meat that's kosher remains attached to the animal. The choytech, and then you remove the bone. But you can't just chop the bone because there's an isser in the Torah of etzem la'sish berubai. This is the part of the Mishnah we didn't see yet. Ube mikdashim, if this is another form of kachim, koytzes bekoyfetz, then you could just take a hacker. You could chop it off. Shein by mishum shviras etzem, because no isser shviras etzem. The isser shviras etzem is exclusive to the Korban Pesach. So there you have to do this procedure. But otherwise, it's not a problem. Says the Mishnah. As it relates to the halachos of yoytzeh, specifically the halachos of yoytzeh of kachim chalim chutz mi Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim had sha'arim, there were gates. And the question is, when you're at the gate, that's the boundary of Yerushalayim, how do you know if you're in Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim from the standpoint of yoytzeh? Mina agaf vilifnim kilifnim. Mina agaf vilachutz kilachutz. So the agav is the agaf, is the part of the gate where the door is, but it's where the door usually is. So that's the part that where the door is closed,
that area is consumed by the door. When the door is open, then you have access to that area. It's through the agaf that you enter. So that's the space of where the door would usually be. So from the agaf facing in, it's inside Yerushalayim. From the agaf facing out, it's outside Yerushalayim. Hachaloinos, the windows, and the thickness of the chayim itself, kilafnim, that's all treated like inside Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, another classic gemara. V'chein letfilah. The same exact halacha. Min ha'agaf l'chutz, kilachutz, min ha'agaf l'fnim is kilafim, is true regarding tefillah. So what does it mean regarding tefillah? It says, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says that what would be if you have nine people inside a room and they need a tzeinta? This person needs to be mitzta'arif to the minyan. So if he's around the door of this room, how do we know if he's inside or outside? That's what the Mishnah means. Min ha'agaf filafnim kilafnim, min ha'agaf kilachutz kilachutz, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the same will be true in Yom Tefillah. Tosfos says that it's not true. There's no way you could be mitzta'arif somebody if he is by the agaf. That wouldn't help. Rather, we're talking about whether it already is a minion, so they don't need this person for a minion. The question is, can he daven Shemayna Esri there, and it's as if he davened with a minion? Can he say Yom Yeheshmei Rabba there? That's what the question is going to be. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos whether we're discussing using this person for the minion or just allowing this person to use the minion. But either way, the Gemara says, Upligu de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This halacha is at odds with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, afilu mechitza shel barzel, ena mafsekes ben Yisrael la'avim shebet shamayim. That when it comes to being mitzaref to a minion, when it comes to a davar shebekedusha, we don't get so technical and so tedious. Min agaf milafnim, min agaf milachutz, afilu mechitza shel barzel, doesn't have the ability to be mafsek. What does this mean practically? Halacha l'maisa? That's a whole discussion. But from a super duper high level, machlokes Rabban, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as it relates to tefillah b'tzibur, as it relates to establishing a minyan, a makom where there's ashros hashchina, do you have to look at how close this person is to the minyan? Or like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, even a mechitza shel barzel doesn't have the ability to be mafsik. One more gemara. So the Mishnah said, min ha'agaf v'lefnim, it's like the inside. Min ha'agaf v'lechutz is like outside. Aguf v'kasha. There seems to be an inference that would be a contradiction from the first line to the second line. Meaning, Amrit, you said, it sounds like from the agaf facing inside is inside, but what about the agaf itself? That area where the door would usually go, it sounds like that's outside. So Gemara says, like Kasha, Kam Bishari Azara, Kam Bishari Yerushalayim. The Mishnah, we explained, is referring to the Shari Yerushalayim. But to answer this question, we have to say that one line is describing the Sha'arim of the Azara, and it's the other line that's describing the Shari Yerushalayim. Why did the Shari Yerushalayim not get Kedushim? Because the Mitzrayim had to be sent out of all three Machnas, which meant sometimes he was stuck outside Yerushalayim. Now what's he supposed to do if it rains? What's he supposed to do if it's a very, very hot day and he needs a little bit of shade? So you know what? He would go into the Sharm of Yerushalayim. There was like a little area on top that protected him. And that's where he stayed safe. So when the Chachamim were Mekadesh Yerushalayim, they purposely carved out the Sha'arim because they were looking out for the Mitzayra. So the Sha'arim, the Agaf of the Sha'ar Yerushalayim doesn't have Kedusha. However, as it relates to the Sha'arim of the Azara, that we have another memory of. Amrav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok, Mnei Malo, Niskat Shashar Niknor. Why did the Agaf, so to speak, of Shashar Niknor not have Kedusha? Mnei Shem Mitzayram, I'm Dim Shom Machniz Mayinus Yadam. Because the Mitzayra sometimes would have to stand there to stick his hands into the Azara so he could throw the dam on him. It was part of his purification process. But it was only, this is the punchline, it was only the Agaf of Sharim Nikna that didn't have Kedusha. But as it relates to the Agaf of all the other Sharim and Azara, they did have Kedusha. So the Gemara had a kashan, it seems like a little bit of a contradiction. There would seem to be a little bit of a stira. Did the Agaf have Kedusha? Did it not have Kedusha? The Agaf of Yerushalayim had no Kedusha. Why? It was carved out for the Mitzayram. The Agaf of the Azara did have Kedusha. There was only one that didn't, Sharim Nikna, which, by the way, was also carved out for the Mitzayra. But the point is, that's the teretz to the stira. Exhale. So Psachim Daf He has a lot of classic Gemaras, but there's one Gemara that we went through very, very quickly that in the world of Raid is Hafachba Vafachba Dekulaba, and I think it's worth spending at least one Raid bite on this Gemara. So the Gemara had a discussion. When you are eating the Karban Pesach, it says in the Torah, Va'achlu es ha-basar, balai laze, there's certain bones that had meat inside of it. And Chazal weren't sure. What are you supposed to do with those bones? Are you supposed to break the bones to take the meat out? Or maybe you're supposed to leave it. Why would you think break the bones to take the meat? You have a mitzvah. You have to eat the basar with the carbon pesach. And this basar inside, so if this basar inside, it would make sense, crack the bone and take the meat out. Why would you think not to crack the bone? Because it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to break the bones of the carbon pesach. What are you supposed to do? On the one hand, I have a mitzvah of the achlas habasa balai lazeh. But then again, I have a loisatze. The etzem loisish berubai. Says the Gemara. Mitzad asvara, we would say, break the bone, eat the carbon pesach. Why? Because we have a rule. Asay doicha loisase. And the asay of achilas carbon pesach should be doicha the loisase of the etzem loisish berubai. Stating that, the halacha is that you don't break the bone. Why? Because the Torah didn't just say the etzem loisish berubai once. The Torah said it twice. The Torah said it by Pesach Rishon, and then the Torah said it in Tzveitim by Pesach Sheni. Why did the Torah have to say it a second time? It couldn't have just said it once. Oh, the reason it said it a second time was to teach me that even the Atzomis that have Mayach inside, where you would have had a Hamamina, say, even those bones you're not allowed to break. So at the end of the day, just to be clear, as we get into the sugya a little bit, the halacha is you do not break the bones of the carbon pesach, even the ones that have mayach, even the ones that have basar inside. However, the reason you don't is because the Torah went out of its way to teach me an extra pasuk, ve'etzem leisish berubai, not once, but twice, so that I would know this. But without a pasuk, I would have thought that you should. Why? Because I would have made a back of the envelope cheshbon. I would have said, yovei aseh da'achilas pesach, and the same Toysis is in Masech Nizvachim, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. He says, I don't understand. The laws of Aseh Doicha Loisaseh have a very, very complex Shulchan Aruch that govern it. But the most basic halacha in the world of Aseh Doicha Loisaseh is that the only time Aseh can be Doicha Loisaseh is if the Aseh and the Loisaseh happen simultaneously. Meaning, if Be'idna, that you're being over the Loisaseh, you're Mekayim the Aseh, that's when there's a halacha of Aseh Doicha Loisaseh. But in the event that it's not Be'idna, if they're not happening literally at the same time, then there's no Aseh Doicha Loisaseh. For example, what's the classic Aseh Doicha Loisaseh? Klein betzitz, you have a beged. The beged is made up of shatnez. It's tzemer u'pishtim yachta. But at the same time, there's tzitzis on the beged. Can I wear the beged or can I not wear the beged? There's a mitzvah saseh of tzitzis. But there's a lois saseh, lois silva shatnez. Aseh is doicha lois saseh. The halach is you wear the tzitzis and you pay the invoice, which is the lois saseh. That's the halach of aseh doicha lois saseh. Now over there, the aseh and the lois are happening at the same exact second. The very second that you put the tzitzis on, that you were over the lois saseh, you were also mekayim naseh. That's the halach of aseh doicha lois saseh. With the aseh and the lois saseh are happening b'idna. But over here, Frey Toysvis, the two things are not happening b'idna. What's the lois saseh? You're not allowed to break the bones of the carbon pesach. What's the aseh? There's a mitzvah to eat the meat of the carbon pesach. What do you want to do? You want to break the bone of the carbon pesach. You want to take the meat out, and then you're going to go ahead and then you're going to eat it. The problem is, it's only then you're going to eat it. It's not be'idna, that's not happening at the same time. First, you're being over the lois naseh, and then you're being mekayim daseh. So if the two things are not happening be'idna, then there's no aseh doich lois naseh. It's a freak toisvis. I don't understand that Gemara da Havamina, that aseh of Pesach should be doich of the lois naseh of Shviras Etzem, so much so that the Torah had to write a special pasuk in the parish of Pesach Sheni, Etzem Leisish Berubai, not just once, but twice to teach me that you're not allowed to break the bone. What would be the Havamina to say aseh doich lois naseh? L'chayr, it's not be'idna, and if it's not be'idna, there's no aseh doich lois naseh. Toisvis asked the Kashan Psochim Peheyam and Aleph, he asked the Kashan Zvachim Tzadik Zayin Amabes, and in both places he gives the same tarot. Nothing. I don't know. I have no Eitzah. I don't know what the answer to this question is. I don't understand how Chazal had a Havamina that Aseh should be Doicha Lois Aseh. L'chura, it's not Be'idna. Now the truth is, there's a very, very well-known teretz to this question that the Piskei Toisvis brings. The Piskei Toisvis are different halachas that came from the Balei Toisvis. And the Piskei Toisvis is in Mesechtes Vachem, on that sugya in Perek Dam Chatos. In the Sechtes Vachim, the Piskei Toisvis over this as a teretz. We've spoken about this Piskei Toisvis over the years. We spoke about this 7.5 years ago. But Hadvarim Atikin, the Ein Kamakon Elaharich. But I think instead of speaking a little bit about the more basic raid, Ein Beis Medrash Beloi Chiddush, and I saw a Dover Nifla today in the Sefer Shailos Hatshuvos Avnei Tzion from Rabbi Tzion Kohn, the same Peit Deruv. It's a middle of Pilpulim Nahirayim. But just take out one nugget from the same Pei Teruf, and just to talk a little bit about the idea of Aseh Deichalei Saseh, and I think that this raid isn't just pilpul, but I think it's foundational in the sense that I think it's very insightful in terms of understanding a little bit Aseh Deichalei Saseh. So Aseh Deichalei Saseh is one of the sugis that come out everywhere. But I think there's a yesoid here that we can take along with us. And that is with a little bit of an introduction. We mentioned just the other day, the Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis discusses, what would be if it's Rosh Hashanah? There's a Kehila, they don't have a Shofar, but they can get a Shofar. But getting the Shofar would involve doing an Avera. So for example, the Shofar was outside the Tchum, or the Shofar's on top of a tree. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Yontif. The Shofar's on a behemoth, and you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the behemoth. The Shofar's on an island, which means you'd have to get on a boat, and you'd have to go to the island to get the Shofar. Or the Shofar's on a ram. You would have to chop it off in order to get it. So could you do it or could you not do it? And the Mishnah says you can't. The answer is always no. You can't violate an Issa to get a Shofar. So like this, you'll be able to recite the mitzvah of Shofar. The Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason? So the Gemara said, the reason is because Shofar aseyu. Shofar is an asey. That's true. It's a big mitzvah, Shofar. The yontif asey v'lois asey. And yontif is a lois asey v'asey. The lois asay is, it says many times, now the malach on yantiv, and the asay is the asay of Shabbosni. The in asay, doichnes lois asay vasay. And the asay of Shofar doesn't have the ability to be doichet the lois asay vasay. So we just recently mentioned the Shagasari's Kasha, that this is all a cheshbon according to Rav Ashi that holds Shabbosni's and asay. What about Chizkiya and Abai and Rav and different places in Shas that hold there is no asay of Shabbosni? What are you going to answer over here? The Teretz Nifla from the Netziv and his Hamik Dover. But that was already the raid that we spoke about. The Ran, on this Gemara right here, asks a bomba kasha. He says, doesn't understand. It sounds like from the Gemara, if Yontif would only be a lois asay, it wouldn't be a lois asay vasay, then you'd make a cheshbon. Go out of the tchum to get a shofar, it's like this, you could bring it back, and you'll blow a shofar. Chaytech, go cut off the horn from the ram, so like this, you'll be able to blow a shofar. Freak the Ran. What, if Yontif was only a lois asay, you'd be able to do it, because asay doich a lois asay? It's not b'idna. Two things are not happening simultaneously. First, you're going to leave the tchum, and then you're going to blow shofar. First, you're going to cut the horn off the head of the animal, and then you're going to blow shofar. First, you're going to get on a boat, and then you're going to blow shofar. It's not happening be'idna. So if it's not happening be'idna, what's the hamamina that I say should be doicha lois asay? Why did the Gemara say that the reason you can't do it is because yontif's a lois asay v'asay v'ein asay doicha lois asay v'asay zoysoy meres? If yontif was only a lois asay, then the mitzvah of Shofar would be doicha. It's not be'idna. If it's not be'idna, then there's no asay doicha lois asay. And the Ran says a very big chiddush. The Ran says that you see from this Gemara that even though the only time asay is doicha lois asay is if the asay and the lois asay happen be'idna, but if the asay is an asay derabin, then the halach is it could be doicha lois asay, even if the asay and the lois asay don't happen be'idna, even if they don't happen simultaneously. Asay is like the Ran. That it's true, ordinarily asay and lois asay, in order to have a dechia, they would have to happen simultaneously. But if the asay is an asay the rabbin, so then the halach is the asay could be doicha the lois asay, even if they don't happen there. And that's the pshat. Shofar is an asay the rabbin. Says the reason is because usually there's one Baal Tekeya and he's mitzi a whole tzibur. So even though it's not a rabbin in the rabbin sense, but it's an asay the rabbin, relative to whatever the lois asay of yontif is going to be, which is a lois asay de yachid, being that it's an asay de rabbim ki b'doicha lois asay, even if it's not b'idna. However, the Ran doesn't explain it. Meaning, he doesn't say a hesper. At the end of the day, if the rule is, it always has to be b'idna, so then why would you think that an asay de rabbim should be different than an asay de yachid? In other words, the Ran is saying the teretz, he's sparring it, he's proving it from this Gemara, because the Ran says, I don't know how to learn this Gemara otherwise. But at the end of the day, it's Einoy Oimer Ela Dershuni. We have to say a pshat. Why should an asay the rabbin be different than an ordinary asay? We hear the halach is that asay the rabbin could be doicha alois asay, even if it doesn't happen at the same time. But I think the pshat in the Ran is based on something that the Achrayim say, and I'm going to mention it from the Sefer Baruch Tam. So the Baruch Tam was one of the great Ga'onim that was a contemporary of Reb Kiv Eiger and the Chassam Sofer. And the Baruch Tam wrote different klolim, on different sugyas ashas. And one of the klolim the Baruch Tam wrote a lot about was the sugyas of asay doicha lois asay. So in the Sefer Kovetz Baruch Tam, there's a lot, page after page, simon after simon, on the sugyas of asay doicha lois asay. Toich Tvarov, the Baruch Tam, says a gevaldige chiddush. He says, we know there's a lot of rules and regulations that govern the halachas of asay doicha lois asay.
says, why? Why do you have all these rules? Be'idna. There's so many different dinim. He said, what's the pshat? This is what he says. He says, the reason asay is only doichel lois asay when it's be'idna is because really asay doichel lois asay is a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because what's more chomer, an asay or a lois asay? A lois asay is more chomer. Everybody knows that. You get malchus if you violate a lois asay. There's no malchus for an asay. Hamevazves al yevazves yoisim mechaimish. But the Ramah says in two places when it comes to a lois asay, chayv levazves koma moina. So a lois asay is more chomer than an asay. If a lois asay is more chomer than an asay, why is asay doich a lois asay? The teretz is, it's a gzeres akosnov. It's learned out from Kalayim B'Tzitzis. Because the Torah juxtaposed the mitzvah's essay of Tzitzis with the mitzvah's lois essay of Shatnes to teach me that if the two come in conflict with each other, you do the mitzvah and you don't worry about the lois essay. That's the halach. But it's a gzeres akosov. It's a chiddush haTorah. The Baruch Tam says a chiddush nifla, if you think about it. After all the machshava, why I say, right, the Rambanim, it's pirush al haTorah. I say is a hava, and lois essay is yira. It's pnimius haTorah. But at the end of the day, in lomdus, in Beis Medrash, it's a chiddush. Because in every single sugi in Shas, a lois asay is more chomer than an asay. So if that's the case, why all of a sudden is asay doich a lois asay? The teretz is, it doesn't matter. It's a chiddush haTorah. Ve'in lo chabay al chidusha. So said, the Baruch Tam, you want to know why asay and lois asay have to be be'idna, otherwise no asay doich a lois asay? Because that's what Kalayim B'Tzitzis is. Because Kalayim B'Tzitzis happens be'idna. Because when you put on the Kalayim B'Tzitzis, they both are happening at the same time. And being that Kalayim B'Tzitzis is be'idna, when it's the only time you could say asay doich alois asay is if it's similar to Kalayim B'Tzitzis. So if that's be'idna, you can only be marba be'idna. You want to tell me asay should be doich alois asay even when it's not be'idna? Do you have a makar? Nechatesni. Kalayim B'Tzitzis, that's not a makar. Kalayim B'Tzitzis is be'idna. It's like every time the Chazal had a chiddush, and what did they always say? Ve'ein l'chaboy el chiddushoy, right? Eitzoymim l'mafreya hu nifsol, eitzoymim l'kanolam. Why? Because eitzoymim chiddushu. Ve'ein l'chaboy el chiddushoy ve'elach. A chiddush, you can't take beyond what you see mefurish. So being that I say doich alois asay is a chiddush, being that I say doich alois asay is a chiddush, so it's for that reason, if it's a chiddush, so therefore, ein lo chabay elo chidushay, that it's going to have to be be'idna. So over there, it's going to have to be be'idna. Said the Baruch Tam. Here's the chiddush. This is what the Baruch Tam said. He said, what would be if I have a situation of an asay and a lois asay where it's pashut mitzad asvara that you should do the asay and not the lois asay? Over there, says the Baruch Tam, you're not going to have to come on to ein lochem boy eloch. You're not going to have to come on to Kalayim B'Tzitzis. And if you're not going to have to come on to Kalayim B'Tzitzis, there you can say dechia even if it's not be'idna. You hear the chiddush? If you have to come on to Kalayim B'Tzitzis, because really the lois asay is more chomer than the asay, so then it has to be similar to Kalayim B'Tzitzis. Kalayim B'Tzitzis, they happen at the same time, so the only time you're going to have asay doich lois asay is if it happens at the same time. If, however, I have a situation where in Svara I know that asay should be done and not the lois asay, so then I don't have to come on to Kalayim B'Tzitzis. If I don't have to come on to Kalayim B'Tzitzis, is no halacha of be'idna. Then the whole halacha of be'idna goes by the wayside. Be'idna is just a tzimtzum that I have to live with because that's what Kalayim B'Tzitzis is. But in Svara, if I had a situation where one thing should be doich for the other thing, even if it's not be'idna, I could say tchir. Says the Baruch Tam, I'll tell you a raya. It's a beautiful raya based on something we learned just recently. The halacha is that you weren't allowed to bring any carbon after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. Oleo hashlem kol ha-karbonos. You couldn't bring a carbon after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. Stating that, the Gemara says, what would be if it's Erev Pesach, and you have a Yid that's Tamei, and he's a Mechusik Kippurim, meaning he needs to bring a carbon in order to be tar. And today's his chance to bring a carbon. And he's running, and he's huffing and puffing. He comes to the Azara with his carbon that he needs to bring, and they tell him, I'm sorry, we brought the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. It's out. It's over. Oleo hashlem kol ha-karbonos. We can't bring you carbon anymore. It's a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says it's okay. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to bring the carbon. I oleo hashlem kol ha-karbonos. Look, the Gemara, it's true. But oleo hashlem kol ha-karbonos is an asay. And carbon pesach is also an asay. What does carbon pesach do with anything? Because if he can bring his carbon and he can be tar, he'll be able to bring his carbon pesach. Yovei asay sheyesh baikaris. The Yidcha Asay She'en Baikaris. The Asay of Pesach is an Asay She'yesh Baikaris. The Asay of Aleh Hashem Kol HaKarbonos is not. It's just an ordinary Asay. So Yoveh Asay She'yesh Baikaris. The Yidcha Asay Shvei Toysus Akash. Toysus in Psochen Nafnun Tesam and Aleph. He says, I don't understand. How could we say tchiya? It's not be'idna. The two things aren't happening at the same time. So if the two things aren't happening at the same time, it's not be'idna. If it's not be'idna, how could you say I say doich? Says Tosis, when I say is doicha, I say. When I say chomor is doicha and I say ka. Over there, you don't need be'idna. Don't worry about be'idna. It's fine. Dr. Baruch Tan, what's pshat? Why do we need be'idna? We learned the Tosis together already. He says, well, why don't you need be'idna? He says, because whenever you have a tchiya mitzad asvara, there's no halacha be'idna. You know when you have to come on to be'idna? When the whole tchiya is a chiddush. Asay doichaloysa asay. That doesn't make sense. That does not conform with any halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a chiddush. Ein lechabay, el chidushay. There it has to be be'idna. But when the tchiya is working in svara, if I know it misvara, like an asay chomer, there's no makar anywhere that asay chomer is doich and asay ka. It's all in svara. Usually, mayo mehay asay mehay asay. When I say chomer, I say kal. Then there's a svara that I say chomer should be doich. But I'm not learning it from asay doich alois. I'm learning it from kalayim betis. I know it's svara. I know it's svara. I don't need it. Says Dr. Baruch Tam. The same would be true. Anytime I have an asay that's coming in conflict with alois asay, but in svara I know you should do the asay and not the alois asay. So there, the halacha is that asay can be doich or alois asay even if it's not be'idna. Now the context over there with the Baruch Tam was discussing it. He was talking about an asay de lifnei hadibur, alois asay lifnei hadibur, and he was picking and choosing what's more chomer, what's less chomer. And in his pilpul over there, he applied this halacha. But it could be this is pshat in the ran. Pshat in the ran is, you know why you don't need be'idna when asay the rabbim is coming at odds with alois asay? Because asay the rabbim in svara, it makes sense. Should be doich alois asay. And I say the yachin, and alois asay the yachin. In svara, the alois asay is chomer. So there, you have to come on to kalayim betzitzis. There, I have the rule. I'm bound by the limitations of kalayim betzitzis. Kalayim betzitzis is a situation of beidna. It's not the only time I say is going to be doich alois. I say is if it's going to be beidna. But with asay is and I say the rabbin, the koyach of a rabbin is different. I say the rabbin can be doich alois asay even if it's not beidna. Now it's a chiddush. Of course, it's a chiddush. But it's the Ran's Chiddush. The Magen Avraham brings it from the Shubali Aleket. Some bring it from the name of Rabbeinu Tam. This is a Chiddush that the Rishonim said. So if you have a problem with that Chiddush, now we have to take up with the Rishonim. The question is, what's the Hesber in the Chiddush? This is a Shtikla Hesber. That the Rishonim held it, and I say the Rabbim, it makes sense in Svara Shubidai Chalois, I say. For that, I don't have to come on to Kalayim Betzitzis. Or if I don't have to come on to Kalayim Betzitzis, so then already I don't need Bidna. That's like an Asay Chama that's been Doich and Asay Kal. And if that's the case, I wouldn't have to come on to Bidna. Either way, coming back to our sugya, said the same Peter Uv, Tais has a kasha in Psochim Pehe, in Zvachim Tzadik Zayin, and he blabs Sorachin in both places, same parrots. Says, I don't understand. What was the half a minute that say of Achilas Pesach should be doicha the lav of Shviras Etzem? The two things don't happen at the same time. First, you break the bone, and then you eat the carbon Pesach. So he said, Kedarkoi. He said, we know that the carbon Pesach was treated like a carbon Tzibor. You can bring it on Shabbos. It's treated like a carbon. Why is it treated like a carbon tzibur? So Rashi in the sugyas of Ketzat Soylin and Tam Nishcha quotes a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says that the carbon Pesach was a carbon derabim, it was a carbon tzibur, and the reason is Mishum da Asi B'Knufya. It's because even though the carbonis Pesach were individual carbonis, but it was done B'Knufya. And being that it was done by knufia, so it's for that reason, the carbon, the mitzvah, is not considered a mitzvah of the yachid. It's considered a mitzvah of a rabbin. So much so that it permeates the essence of the carbon. That we don't view the carbon as being a carbon sibor, but rather we view the carbon as being a carbon yachid. We view it as being a carbon sibor. So said the same Peter Ruf, if that's the case, if the carbon Pesach is a carbon sibor, then Achilas carbon Pesach is a mitzvah of the rabbin. And if it's a mitzvah, the rabbin, it can be doicha lois asay, even if it's not be'idna. Yeah, why not? It's the furish ran. That's the ran. That's the rishonim of Sakhla. The Magen Avraham brings this ran. And Hilchos Pesach and Simin Tov Memva. So this is already something that the rishonim bring. So he said, maybe that's a teretz. The teretz is that carbon Pesach, mitzvah da asi beknufyo, that's a mitzvah, the rabbin. If it's a mitzvah, the rabbin, so then already it's poshut that it's going to be able to be doicha. Just to end with one kasha. Just to end with one last knage. And that is, there was a big guy in Europe that we quote a lot from. Rav David Daitch was a chaver of the Chassam Sofer. His son-in-law, the Maram Ash, was a Talmud Muvak of the Chassam Sofer. And Rav David Daitch had a kasha that he sent all over Europe. He sent it to the Chassam Sofer. There's tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer about it. He sent it to Rav Yehuda Asad, and there's tshuvas from Yehuda Asad about it. We spoke once a little bit about this. Not this kasha, but something similar. Part of this raid in Perek Rabbi Eliezer and Demila. There's a related raid bite to this. But this is a chiddush. So Rav David Deitch asked the Chassam Sofer the following question. He said, we learned there's a Gemara Masechtas Ksuba, Staf Memam and Aleph. The Gemara there discusses if a man is Ma'anas an Isha, someone's Ma'anas a woman. So the halacha is, he has to marry her. Meaning, if she wants to marry him, then he has to marry her. The reason is because it's assumed that it's going to be difficult for her to get married. She was embarrassed. And the Torah says, you can't just leave this woman now. So you have no choice. V'loy seal isha. You have to marry her. And the Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah Perek Elu Nairis, that if a man is ma'anis a woman, and she's an isha asura, she's a chai v'ilav, and then there's no v'loy seal isha. Because she's a mamzeris, let's say. So they can't get married. So they can't get married, there's no v'loy seal isha. Freak the Gemara, I don't understand. Why is there no v'loy seal isha? Let that say of v'loy seal isha, b'doicha, the loy say of whatever the Chayvi Lavin is? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara says a very important teretz. It's important in the world of raid. Says the Gemara, over here there's no Asei Deicha Lois Asei. You know why? Because he Amra Loi Be'ina Mi'isal Asei Klal. Because there's a way to get out of the Asei. If she says, I'm not interested in getting married, now there's no Asei anymore. So anytime there's an out, you don't say Asei Deicha Lois Asei. I mean, even though right now there's a mitzvah on the table, and Asei is Deicha Lois Asei. But Amra Loi Be'ina, if there's an out, anytime there's an out, so over there, you don't have the halacha. Anytime there's an out, you don't have the halacha of Asei Deicha Lois. So Rav David Deitch asked the Chassam Sofer the following question. We learned together, Taisvus and Masechtas Psachim Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Taisvus has a chiddush that a person that doesn't own any karka, he owns no property, is pata from the Karban Pesach. It's really machloikas the Reb Yehuda and the Mechas Chinuch. I don't understand that Taisvus, right? We spoke a lot about this. But Taisvus seems to say, in Psachim Daf Gimel Amid Beis, that Misha Ein Loi Karka is pata from being the Karban Pesach. So he asked the Chassam Sofer, what was the Gemara's Havim in Psachim Daf Pehei Amar Aleph? That Asei of Achilas Pesach should be Doicha the Lava of Shviras Etzem. This is an Asei you can get out of. You know you can get out of it? Be Mafko or Yonachasim. It's not Geshmak. But it's technically, theoretically, an assay that you can get out of. And any time there's an assay that you can get out of, there's no assay doicha lois assay. Just like the assay of a lois nili isha is not doicha the lois assay of chayvei lavin. So for that same price, the assay of Pesach shouldn't be able to be doicha the lava of shvira zetzen. Because there's a way out of the assay of carbon Pesach. What's the way out? Be mafker all your nechassim. If you're mafker all the nechassim, you don't have the mitzvah anymore. Because Misha in lekarka doesn't have the mitzvah. So if that's the case, what was the havamina that there should be a tchiyah? What was the Havamina? There should be a Tchiyo. What happened to Yomer Loi Be'ino? So I was thinking, Lefidus Raid, maybe that's the Teretz. Maybe the Teretz is because the Asei of Pesach is maybe different. The Asei of Pesach, we said, is a mitzvah the Rabbin. And mean that it's a mitzvah the Rabbin, so it could be Doicha Loi Sasi even without Be'idno. If it could be Doicha Loi Sasi without Be'idno, what does that mean? It means it doesn't have to come on to Kalayim Betzitzit. Where does this come from? That the only time Asei is Doicha Loi Sasi is if you have to do it, but Yomer Loi Be'ino, you can't get out. It's because the Makar to Asei Doicha Loi Sasi is a Pasik. It's exactly. But if you're going to tell me that the Asei of Pesach being Doicha the Lava Shviras Etzem doesn't have to come on to the Makayros, but this is an Asei that's Doicha Lois Asei Misvara, like the same Peter Ruf said, based on the fact that you don't need Be'inna, so Yesh Loima, you don't need the problem of Yomaloi Be'inna as well. And if that's the case, maybe that would be a Teretz to Rav David Deutsch's Kasha as well. Maybe we'll do a part two of this tomorrow.